Brad Pfaff and also Stan Grzynski with the USDA and the Farm Service Agency. And I guess, first off, we've got a notice here, and this is part of a settlement agreement here.
That's correct. If you are a woman or Hispanic farmer and you believe you were improperly denied farm loan benefits between the years of 1981 and 2000 because of you being a Hispanic or being female, you may be eligible for compensation. What this means is if you sought out a farm loan or farm loan servicing from the USDA Farm Service Agency during that time, if the loan was denied or provided late, or if you believe it's because of your race or your gender, you should be able to contact the USDA Legal Claims Center at 1-888-508-4429, or go on a website, which is www.farmersclaim.gov. I just wanted to bring that to everyone's attention because I do know it's something that's very important to this agency and to Secretary Tom Vilsack.
Stan, did you have anything to add to this?
Well, it's all part of what the Secretary is doing with what he calls a cultural transformation. He wants to lift some of these dark clouds that have been suspended over USDA over the years, get that stuff behind us, move us forward. He says to all of us, he wants the department to look more like America. That means not only do we want to resolve these discrimination cases, but we want to be sure that we're hiring people that reflect the broadest diversity possible. I give him a lot of credit because he's really moving to change this department. Last week they had the Champions of Change in Washington, D.C. One of the people selected for that committee was a woman, Sue Noble, from Southwest Wisconsin. So I think they're really moving on this stuff. They're serious about it, and I think it portends for a brighter future if we all pull together and do what we can.
We are seeing, when he talks about that, the panels he's put together, he does choose a diversity, doesn't he? He really looks to make it a cross-section of agriculture.
Yeah, I mean, I've worked with the department in the past, you know, and sometimes you think, well, this is just lip service or window dressing. This secretary does not operate this way. Tom Vilsack said that when he was asked by President Obama if he would take this appointment, he was asked to change the department and make it more proactive and make sure it was diverse and that we were serving the greatest needs in rural communities. And I think he's doing an excellent job with it.
You're talking about, of course, your big job is with Farm Service Agency is implementation of Farm Bill, and you said you're still finding things out about the 2008 Farm Bill.
Yes, we are in the process of continuing to working with our county committees and working with our producers. Our producers have come in and they've participated in this new program, the SURE, the Supplemental Revenue Program, which was part of the 2008 Farm Bill. We're also seeing this new ACRE program, Average Crop Revenue program, which is part of the 2008 Farm Bill. That in addition to our Conservation Reserve program, our direct and countercyclical programs, and various other price support. So, yes, we're continuing to learn and carry out the 2008 Farm Bill. And it has been I thank all the producers for their interest and their many, many questions.
Talk about that ACRE program, because that is one that really is fine-tuned. There are certain farms it works well for and certain farms it doesn't.
That is correct, Bob. It does depend upon the farm. We also do have, what we are seeing is we're trying to do as much as we can to educate the producers about that program. And we do have the interest in that program. Largely, we are seeing when we do an awful lot of education on that program, we see many producers that are interested in signing up. But if for whatever reason that producers haven't heard about that program or are unfamiliar with it, they're very hesitant to sign up for that program. So we've been very, very working very hard to try and share as much information as we can. Obviously, producers need to know, their planting history. They also need to have a plan on marketing, and we will work with them and talk to them about what this ACRE program, what it may mean for them and for their operation.
It really boils down to run the numbers on your farm.
That's right. That is absolutely correct, Bob.
We, of course, hear a lot about budgets these days, and, of course, right now they're negotiating whether or not how to meet the budget and the raise the spending cap and so on. USDA programs funding in any danger here?
Well, I think USDA funding will be affected. The Secretary has made that pretty clear that we shouldn't expect any increases. The degree to which they'll make changes, we just don't know yet. The Senate has to work on their version of the budget bill, and we're kind of waiting to see what they come up with. What we do expect is that those programs that are working effectively and people care about, energy, for example, infrastructure, culture, which is a big part of what rural development does, the Know Your Farmer, Know Your Food initiative, which really is an important piece of policy for Wisconsin, because we produce a lot of food here, and if we can do a better job of distributing that food locally and promoting diversity in food supply and food growth and food processing, it means jobs in the future. So we're hoping that the Congress sees the wisdom of this in terms of the present economy and where we want to be 5, 10, 20 years down the road, and that we get the sort of funding we need to make these things happen.
Should mention FSA elections going on right now, too, aren't they?
That is correct. Producers who are interested in their local area, we do have local elections to serve on the county committees for the Farm Service Agency. We have 56 offices located around the state of Wisconsin. Our footprint is the entire state of Wisconsin. And for those producers that are interested, we would love for them to seek that office. Thank you.